Welcome all. My name is Tatanka Bricka, Chair of the KPFK Local Station Board. The date is Sunday, September 28th, 2025, and the time is now 10:35 Pacific time. I call this meeting to order. As was sent in an email ahead of time from Interim Secretary Marisol Bielma to all LSB members, this is a business meeting of the LSB, and for any LSB member who needs access to Spanish translation, during this KPFK LSB meeting, we suggest that you use Zoom translation tools during the meeting and or contact Rodrigo Argueta Vargas for assistance. Is there anyone here who needs that? Okay, thank you. Opening business, call to order and land back acknowledgement. Nevelia?
Yes.
Would you please read the shortened version?
Okay. Land back acknowledgement. We respectfully acknowledge that we live on the land of many nations. They have lived harmoniously with these lands and waters for countless generations before the onslaught of colonization. Like indigenous peoples across the nation and the world, they've experienced genocide, ethnic cleansings, theft of their land and waters, and forced removals. Our ability to live, work, and enjoy in this area is connected to their deep loss. We ask all in our community, including our governing bodies, to respect them, to learn their true history, and to build a shared, sustainable future for all. That is our land back acknowledgement.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Avelia. Item two under opening business, election of interim secretary. Marisol Bielma has graciously offered to serve as interim secretary. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none.
Wait, Jack. Jack has
Jack has a hand up. Go ahead, Jack.
An objection.
Mr. Chair, I propose a motion to the LSB.
Do you object to Marisol Bielma being interim secretary? That's the item on the agenda.
I raised my hand prior to the nomination.
Jack,
of
the
Bielma.
Item on the agenda is that.
I'm addressing, I do not have any objections.
Okay, thank you. Next, I guess there's no objection, so we'll proceed. Welcome, Marcy, and thank you for offering that. Roll call and establish quorum. Marcy, would you please call the roll?
Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Myself, I'm here. Tatanka's here. Ninel Centeno. I'm sorry, Rachel Brunke.
Here.
Was that Rachel or Ninel?
Rachel. Good morning.
Rachel present, Ninel Centeno.
Here.
Ace Eastwick.
I'm here.
Ariana Gladney. Absent. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Nikki Hahn.
Here.
Ian Johnston.
Present.
Avelia Jones. Okay, she spoke earlier. Chipaza Lechembe.
Sorry, present.
Avelia, present.
Chipaza Lechembe, present.
Brenda Martinez. Absent. Jack Neff.
Here.
Nancy Naparco.
Nancy, present.
Robert Payne.
Here.
Nancy Perlman.
Here.
Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Janine Roan.
Present.
Lee Thorpe is excused illness. Oscar Iloa.
Presente.
Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Adam Woolman.
Here, present and presente.
Carlos Zavala?
Here.
We have quorum.
Okay, thank you. I want to say that it's now 10:40, and we have, I'd suggest maybe we move this back 10 minutes. We have a date, time certain, or I'm welcoming Susan Young, as I was going to announce this a little bit later, as meeting management consultant is my prerogative. Should we go straight to the time certain and then come back to our new business?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I am really excited to welcome Anya to our meeting to continue the leadership training that was started before. So welcome, Anya Lovest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me back.
Anya, you're going to have to unmute yourself if you can. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys so much. So for the sake of time, this is why I'm asking that everyone be muted so I can get through this. I'm sure there's going to be quite a few questions, and that's okay. So after I finish this, then we can go into that if the board chair permits. So I see, Mr. Jack, you have your hand up, but right now, if it has nothing to do with what I'm going to be talking about in this training, we're going to have to postpone that till after this right here. I understand you guys have an agenda to go by, and we're going to do everything we can to stick to that agenda. So you're welcome to put your hand down for now. Okay, so I only know two people on this board or on this meeting, which is Susan and Carol. We've talked extensively about how board meetings should be ran. All you guys know that you are operating with Robert's rules. And so I'm going to go over that literally verbatim. You're welcome to take notes. I have several links to Robert's rules as a digital file. So I'll be more than happy to forward that to you. Or forward that to your board chair or secretary where they can distribute it to you. But I'm going to go ahead and get into it. And again, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to do the best I can to answer those, but it'll be after I read this. So apologize for the length of it, but this is what I was asked to do. So I'm going to do that today. So let's see here. I'm going to share. Okay. Oh, looks like I froze.
But we can hear
okay.
You.
I know. I see my computer has frozen, and I'm trying to make sure this happened. Oh, it's processing. I apologize, you guys. They're doing work in our area on our internet service. Okay. Let's just do this. Technology.
And Anya, if while you're waiting, if you want to give people an idea of what your training and what your experiences with local station boards and national, that'd be great for people to know.
Okay, so what we're doing is part of my responsibility as a third party entity or neutral party is to part of my job and my business is to work with organizations and particularly not for profits. To be able to not only conduct meetings and get things done, but to also help with understanding of fundraising and how the boards should be ran. And this is not serving me well at all. So Susan, with a couple of the other LSBs, has asked me to have conversations with their boards because they're struggling to get past just a regular agenda and to try to and to move into business that's going to help the organization move forward, such as the mission of the org. Okay, great. I think I got it up. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. I understand there has been a little strife with this particular board and understanding how board meetings should be ran. A lot of people are not familiar with boards. We're, as humans, we're used to speaking out when we want to, because it's our privilege to do that. But based on the bylaws for Pacifica, based on the laws in the state of California and freedom of speech, which is definitely applicable. But when it comes to a private not-for-profit in the state of California, your right to free speech is very, very limited, and it's limited to what the organization bylaws state and limited to what the state of California says. And so with that, a lot of people don't know that. They allow themselves to get elected to boards, and then they start behaving the way they're used to behaving. And so this meeting, and somewhat of a training, but more informational, is to share with those individuals the proper way to go about having a meeting so you can move forward and work on the things that's going to help the board move the mission of the organization forward. I do want to thank Myla and Tataka. You guys immediately caught individuals that were out of line and disrespectful. You guys reined them back in. That was very much appreciated, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And so with that being said, I'm going to do the best that I can to get through this and try to address any questions that you guys may have. If I'm not able to answer that, then I will definitely do everything I can to obtain a proper answer for you. So with that being said, we're under the guise of Robert's Rules. And so, again, I'll send you guys a link on that. In case you don't have it, you're welcome to purchase the book as well. Robert's Rules is a guideline to parliamentary procedures, and at some point was used by the House of Representatives and so forth, and adopted by many different communities, regular businesses or for-profit businesses and not-for-profit businesses. And so how to run a Robert's Rules meetings, and it sounds like you guys are pretty much doing that today. So attendance before opening a meeting, a quorum, which you guys did, that was great. after finding a quorum is to a meeting must be called to order, which you guys did do that. That was great as well. Approving the minutes, any reports that need to be made, any voting, special votings that is, and then of course resuming unfinished business. And in all of that, there's going to be some objections. There's going to be some votes that have to be taken, and all of that will fall up under the category of decorum and how to conduct those in case there's any interruptions. And so you have your motions here. Of course, all meetings and businesses are handled with motions where a person at the meeting is recognized by the chair. So this happened a couple of times before the meeting officially got started. People were coming on, or a particular person is saying what they want to discuss. They were not recognized by the chair. My suggestion, if you get the agenda ahead of time and you know what's going to be discussed, it would be very appropriate that you contact the person that's creating the agenda and let them know what you would like to discuss if it's not on the agenda, and then they can approve or disapprove. But it would not be appropriate to come to a meeting and immediately state what you want to discuss and it's not on the agenda. If you do that, the chair has every right to not want to discuss that or share with you at a later time that can be discussed, but it is not to be interrupting what's already been approved to be on the agenda. Okay. Okay. And discussions about, of course, I just said Robert's Rules about value and decorum and debate. All organizations, and particularly not-for-profit organizations, need a spirited debate here and there. If not for the debates, not only our organization, but our society as a whole would not be able to advance. So Pacifica is definitely up for debate and contrary views, but we can express those things without argument and disrespecting one another. So it's okay to state that you have an opposite view. It's okay to state that you don't appreciate something, but all this has to be done without arguing, without being disrespectful. And there's a proper way to interrupt or to ask, can you speak at that time? And again, the board chair has every option to not acknowledge you at that time, especially if it's going to cause a vigorous argument and disrespect. So again, this little PowerPoint presentation was put together. This is a quick guide right here of what it looks like when you're voting on something or have a motion. This is actually in Robert's Rules, or you can look it up on the internet. Again, if you want this PowerPoint presentation, I'll be more than happy to forward it to you. But this is just a brief table on how things really should go while you guys are in a meeting and there's a motion on the floor. And again, Robert's Rules is designed to encourage debate and deliberation, but without disrespect and without being argumentative or disrespectful interruptions. Okay, so personal attacks and inflammatory remarks. This is where we get into people saying they have the right or freedom of speech to say what they want to say. And actually, you do not. Again, or Pacifica is a private not-for-profit, and they're mandated by their own bylaws, and the laws of the state of California. And you're welcome to look that up. And so you are limited to what you can say. And if it's going to be personal attacks and inflammatory, it falls into the category of defamation, libel, and slander. And so if the chair deems that that's what it is, he or she has every right to remove you from the meeting. We're going to get into other possible consequences. For the sake of this meeting and time constraints today, I understand that if someone is going to be out of line according to the bylaws in the state of California, you will be put in the waiting room and you possibly not come back today. And again, that will be up to the chair to do so. Common mistakes, of course, not following the agenda. I talked about that earlier, allowing for disruptions, people speaking off topic, forgetting timelines and things like that. Again, I highly encourage and recommend if you want to speak about something that is not on the agenda, you are welcome to contact the individuals that are responsible for putting that together. Let them know what you would like to speak about and then see how, if it's going to get approved or not, and if there's going to be a later date or time for that. But bringing up new information at an existing meeting and an existing agenda is not going to serve the organization well. Okay, so again, I'm not going to read this verbatim. I'm going to just kind of read through it a little bit. You guys probably know at this point where I am with sharing this information with you. But these are the consequences and things that can happen if people continue to fall out of line, be interruptive, be disrespectful, and be inflammatory. Okay. So, enforce disconnections, providing that the chair may cause or direct the disconnect, the muting of members connected if it is causing undue interference with the meeting. So we did talk about that. And so with Pacifica, they have chosen to use the option or resource of putting you in a waiting room. You're welcome to completely sign out of the meeting if you want to. That would be strictly up to you. But for the sake of not doing that and possibly having the option to come back, I understand that the board chair has chosen to simply just move you to the waiting room if you get out of line, and he has the option today to bring you back. Okay? Okay, so the Pacifica National Board adopts the guidelines for safe and respectful behavior standards of conduct and management, employees, board members, volunteers, and members of other engagements with the Pacifica Foundation as follows: conformance with the California Corporate Code, federal law, Pacifica Foundation bylaws. Again, the state of California, Robert's rules, and you guys' bylaws state that your board director, your board president has every right to implement consequences if the rules, regulations, policy, and procedures are not followed properly. Again, this is just going over some more information about the Pacifica board and the local stations and conduct of delegates and board members infractions to consider suspension or removal. That is an option. I've been with Pacifica now as a third party neutral party, and they've come a long way. They are not of the business to want to remove or suspend anybody contrary to popular belief. Pacifica is very much interested in people that have opposite views, but also been able to express that information positively and to be able to come to a medium and help the organization move forward. Most organizations, and particularly not-for-profits, look for people to think a little different because it's things that we may not have thought of ourselves, but having a difference of opinion is not a bad thing at all. The problem is the way people go about sharing and expressing opposite views. We all want the same end result, which is to move the Pacifica mission forward. All of us want that. And so some of us want to go about it differently. And so what we want to do is hear your opinion, hear even your objections, but it needs to be done in a respectful, legal, formal way. And if you're not able to manage yourself with that, there will be, unfortunately, negative consequences for you. Again, this is about the consequences. So, okay. So again, I just threw this little piece in here. While freedom of speech is protected, there are limitations such as laws against defamation, hate speech, and certain types of commercial speech. Not-for-profits must also comply with campaign finance laws when engaging in political, activities if your board, or if your organization does that. So that, right there, sets the tone for, where we are. You can unmute everybody. I have one more presentation, which will deal with, not-for-profit fundraising, but for right now, Susan and, Tataka, you can, have everybody, if anybody has any questions, I'll do the best I can to answer them. We can do that now.
Okay. Any questions?
Pardon me, Mr. Chair. Susan, yeah, may I be recognized?
Go ahead. Yes, Susan.
Yes, just briefly. Perhaps people have 1 minute limitations on their questions so that there's time for more questions.
Thank you.
Okay. And Nancy, the Parker's timekeeper for this meeting, will you please keep the 1 minute and give them the bang at the end of it? Okay. No. And how much time are we going to allot for this? Maybe another 5 minutes or so, or 10 minutes?
I'll take four questions.
Okay.
And there's probably going to be more than four people, and that's okay. And so if it's going to be after the fourth person, you're welcome to put it in the chat, and I'll do the best that I can to answer it. But for the sake of time, I'll take four questions. I see there are four people with their hands up. Now, I don't know who was first, so can you guys be respectful and allow the person that raised their hand first to go first, please?
Okay, first person, Rodrigo, you're up.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Sir.
Okay. I understand, you know, the way you're putting it, but let me ask you something. You know, what about when, you know, the chair, you know, has not read, you know, the bylaws to understand them? You know, what happened then? You know, and also,
Hold on. You got one question, sir. Hold on. You said what happens when the chair does not read the bylaws? Is that what you said?
Yeah, when the same chair that we have does not understand Robert rules and the bylaws.
Okay. So that question is too ambiguous. You're implying that your current chair does not understand the bylaws and does not understand Robert's rules.
I'm saying, but well, that's fine. It's like you're saying. Now, what about when the people that are supposed to help, like in this case, you were hired, and then they also have a Miss Susan right there. So, but you and she and some others are brought to our local station board without us approving that.
You don't have, you know, sir. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. The board does not need your approval to be bring in training.
That's fine. I mean, I just want to know because the thing is that, you know, the way you talk, it's like the same thing that Susan talks. You're just talking, you know, using their point of view, but you're not asking us, you know, anything. Like, I mean, I've been at the radio station for over 20 something years.
Nancy,
Mr. Rodrigo, I answered your question. Okay. You have a personal opinion and I'm not objective to your personal opinion, but the board does not, the board chair and the president of the national board does not need board approval, full board approval to bring in training. If you have some objectivity to your board chair not understanding the bylaws and Robert's rules, that is your personal opinion. But based on my interaction, that person does. So that's a personal opinion, which you're entitled to. But what you're saying is not.
You are on their side. You are on their side, obviously.
Okay. What you're saying is not accurate. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the second person.
I just want to say, Nancy, you're muted. If nobody heard the 1 minute, you have to unmute to have people hear. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Next person. Thank you, Mr.
Janine,
Rodrigo.
You're next. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Who's next?
Hi. Thank you. This is Janine. I think I just got called on. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. First of all, you and I have met, to say that we haven't met because there was a Rebel Alliance News program, staff complaint that you got involved with. And there's been no resolution to that. That was last November, just FYI. And so that, you know, that's a bit for me. There's like a lack of trust coming in here because you're saying that you haven't met any of us and you actually have. I believe I put in the chat.
Ms. Janine. I said that the only two people that I know.
Are you in my time?
So thank you so much. So the next person.
Okay.
Please.
I'm sorry. Oh. That wasn't a question. I'm getting to my question. So I put in the chat corporate code, and that shouldn't be part of my minute, by the way, when you interrupted. I put in the chat corporate code about the need for participation of all members. And my belief is that this overrides our bylaws and any of the additional things that have been done to say that you can be muted, that a LSB member can be put taken out of the Zoom. I would like to get your comments on that because it's important, because I feel like muting and there's been disciplinary actions that are against the corporate code. So could you read that and tell us what your impression of that is?
Okay, so I'm not going to read it again, but I will share with you that the board chair has every right when an individual is being disruptive, inflammatory, and defamation, and being disrespectful while a meeting is going to use the resources that he or she has to stop that. And today, the part of that will be if somebody is being out of line and disrespectful is to remove them or put them in the waiting room.
Okay, well, I would add that's his impression, and that is not part of California corporate code. So that's all.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
California corporate code does not supersede the bylaws of the organization. So thank you, Ms. Janine. Next person, Mr. Jack. Mr. Mr. Jack. Okay, and I believe that would be the third person. And then I thank you next, Ms. Rachel. Mr. Jack, did you want to ask a question, sir?
I'm having trouble unmuting. I apologize for the delay.
No problem.
Mr. Chair, can I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I propose a motion.
No, pardon me, Jack, you don't need to be recognized to answer a question from Anya. Please stay to the, if you want to raise a proposal, this is not the place. Next, Rachel.
Hi, Anya. Thank you for your kind of even keel emotional tone. That's helpful. And thank you for the beginning for asking about translation. I feel like that was the first big thing that there was miscommunication, and had that been real simplified early on, I think it would have been very helpful. I have a question, since you have kind of experience across Pacifica, is that one of the issues I'm seeing is that something, you know, things have been on the agenda, and yeah, there's been like, you know, chaos, I understand. But what is the standard that if something doesn't get done on an agenda, for me logically, and also I've been on other boards, those agenda items are kind of prioritized the next time. I mean, if it doesn't, then things just rot. And I think one of the problems has been people don't feel their voice has been heard. And maybe if they knew their agenda item was in 5 minutes, they'd be quiet to get to that agenda item.
Right. So thank you for that, Ms. Rachel. So that'd be, how the board itself conduct meetings, and probably I'm sure there's something in Robert's rules about that. So I'll just give you, based on my observation, what happens is there's been a lot of disarray and a lot of interruptions and people not bringing things to order. And so because of time constraints, things are continuing to be pushed off. And so this is one of the reasons why Ms. Susan has had me talk to each of the boards to try to get more camaraderie and things more aligned so you can effectively use your time. So if there are things on the agenda that continue to be pushed off, then that is definitely a conversation for your board chair and secretary to address. But I believe, and I could be mistaken, with having these type of trainings and conversations, that you guys are going to be coming together more evenly and more on the same page, to where things are going to stop being pushed forward. Mr. Tataka is doing an excellent job today, if I may, of really trying to keep things reined in and the time constraints. So the more he does that, and the more the other board directors do that, the more you guys will be able to get to what you need to get to, which are the things on the agenda. And so,
but my specific question, if things aren't gotten to, what has been practiced in other stations? Are those agenda items then prioritized?
I have seen, yes, and things have been more tighter, okay, in respect to time. So, because this question was raised at another board meeting, but since they've implemented, the board chairs become stronger, learning how to put things in place, rein people in, which is allotting for more time, and now the agenda items are not being pushed forward. So based on what I see,
they are pushed forward all the time. What do you mean?
You're out of order, Mr. Rodrigo.
Please send Mr. Rodrigo to the waiting room.
Thank you, sir. So it's that type of stuff right there. You have an opinion and you're spirited, and we welcome that. However, you cannot be disrespectful. You cannot fall out of line. You cannot do that.
And point of order.
Here that you've been here for over 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, it doesn't matter. Things are trying to be reined in. Your board chairs are trying to do the best he or she can to rein things in.
Point of order. I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair. I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair by putting Rodrigo into the waiting room. Can we please have a vote on this?
He was being disruptive.
No, it there needs to be. I can challenge the he ruling of the chair. Disruptive. Do you know Robert's rules?
I am
appealing the ruling of the chair. I am appealing the ruling of the chair, please. This is a Roberts rule motion. I am appealing the ruling of the chair of putting Rodrigo into the
I want to ask just a second, Janine. I'm going to ask Susan Young, in the middle of a conversation in which we have a guest here and somebody raises a point of order, what is one to do? Please answer the question.
Sure. This is, you have allotted specific time, for a presentation, convening a vote during this presentation limits that time. So I think objection to the ruling of the chair can come at the end of this presentation, and there can be a vote on Rodrigo being in the waiting room. But this is precious time, which everybody, and by the way, I will remind you all, the board voted to have this follow-up training. So this is actually something that the board has endorsed. So I think the training needs to end, and then the challenge to the chair can be taken up and voted on.
Thank you. That was
chair, may I be recognized?
That was,
chair, may not, I be recognized?
I haven't completed this section.
I just want to point out, please, if she keeps talking,
put her in the waiting room. This is emblematic of how our meetings have gone.
But that's
and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone. I'm being respectful to Anya and to our process and to all of us. And Susan clarified when I first answered Ian when he said point of order, then I realized I was responding to him, I thought, for a question for Anya. And when I realized that he was interrupting Anya, I asked him, basically, that's out of order. This is our discussion. It happened again with Janine. It's clarified that after the discussion, you can be brought up and we can take a vote on it. So I don't know what you don't understand about this, but when we're in the process, we have to keep to business. If we don't, then it takes hours just to get through the agenda, and then you complain that things have to be postponed. So it's not acceptable. I appreciate
the answer, okay. But I guess thank you for saying that.
Hold it until after we conclude this part of the meeting, please. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege. I believe I was named incorrectly by the chair. This is Ian.
Okay, Ian. All right, thank you. Chipasha, I believe you're the fifth question,
yeah,
and so that
fifth.
Will go into the chat. I would love to hear
thank
it,
you.
But okay. That was what Anya requested. Okay.
Okay.
We are going to the next item on the agenda, which is requests for excused absences. Are there any requests for excused absences? I didn't get any, secretary didn't get any, so I hear no requests. We will go on. Appointment.
Mr. Chair.
I don't know. I want when people say Mr. Chair, please say your name, okay?
Yes. Thank you. I agree. I hope everyone's
what is
Jan
your name?
Jan Goodman. Jan
Thank
Goodman.
You, Jan. Okay.
Jan
the chair
Goodman.
Recognizes Jan Goodman. Go ahead, Jan.
Yes. I think that it is the time allotted for Anya over, and so we're moving to the next point.
Yes, we are on to the next point.
Okay.
And gone through
and,
one
and
now
and
appointment
I think
of timekeeper.
Okay. I would like to raise the point of order that Janine had raised of opposing the ruling of the chair, and I think that right now is the time to vote on that. So I oppose that motion, but I think we should vote on it right now.
I want to clarify, Jan, that I was waiting for Janine to bring that up. That's fine if you want to bring it up for her, but it's her motion. She brought it up during the not right time. I'm waiting for her to bring it up. So we can do that.
Okay. I just thought that since you had said we'll postpone it till the end of it, that we should take it up now and have it disposed of. And
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Just
this is Ian. I want to point out that Janine cannot raise it up because she's been put in the waiting room.
Okay, so.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay. And
I will bring Janine out of the waiting room as soon as we finish this discussion. It will be the first time that she's in the waiting room. If it continues, there will be greater consequences. Susan Young, you are recognized by the chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The objection needs a second in order to be voted on.
I'm sorry, what is the objection, Jan Goodman? What is the objection?
The objection was, Jan, I think you reiterated Janine's objection to Rodrigo being put into the waiting room, if I'm not mistaken, and there needs to be a second to that objection. It hasn't been seconded yet.
I think now,
this is Ian.
But I don't think it's been seconded.
Okay.
Second.
I am going to
second.
Allow Jean, I'm not going to answer that yet. I'm going to allow Jean at this point out of the waiting room, and she can raise her point of motion. Then Jan, you can proceed and we can proceed. Okay.
Now, thank you.
Yes. Janine, are you back in the meeting yet? Can you hear me? All right. While we're waiting for Janine to get back in the meeting, we have an appointment of timekeeper, and Nancy DeParco has volunteered. Nancy, you were going to use a xylophone. I didn't hear anything on the end of time of 1 minute. Anybody hear anything?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
I couldn't.
When we did it.
Maybe because you were muted.
No, do it now. Do it now. No, I don't hear it. So you're going to have to either use the device that we have that makes a sound. I don't know how to link that up. Or you're going to have to speak up, okay?
Okay?
Just speak up and say 1 minute over, okay? End your sentence or conclude, please. Okay. Is Janine back in the room yet? Not yet. Okay, so you are the timekeeper. Nancy, you want to share anything? We have 90 seconds when people first speak and 60 seconds the second time, right?
Yes, and I will remind you if you go over 90 seconds, every 10 seconds.
Well, I would say, yeah, have them conclude their thought. And if they don't conclude their sentence within, 10 or 15 seconds, I'm going to ask them to go into the waiting room. I just want to proceed. Okay. So people, let's get into the practice of being succinct so they can respect each other and respect their own time limits. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Review of agenda. I'm wondering where Janine is, but she will have first dibs when we get here. Review of agenda. Marcy, will you read the agenda so everybody?
Okay, where we're at right now, review the agenda before the approval of the prior minutes, setting the date for the next meeting. Anya did her report. After that is the director's report. And then we get to unfinished business. Ace is going to talk about the volunteer survey. Discussion, outreach, and fundraising. Nancy wanted to speak on that. Then the discussion of a possible town hall or fundraiser and a movie-based event. After that is new business. After the unfinished business is a new business for 5 minutes. Then time certain for public comment, and then the adjournment.
Okay, and what is the time certain for public comment?
Public comment is, 30 minutes.
Okay. And also, Ace is going to be reporting on the director's report from Maggie and from Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And what time is there a time certain for adjournment?
The time certain for adjournment is 12:15. And the time certain for public comment for people listening for that is 11:45. Okay. And we will go to that in a timely basis.
I move to approve the agenda.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Asked for, I will recognize you right after.
This is Nicole.
Approval of agenda?
Second.
I move to amend the agenda.
Oh.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Yes, Susan.
There are several people speaking at once, so I just want to be clear about what is up right now. Mm-hmm. So I believe that Jan Goodman moved approval of the agenda.
That's correct.
Is there someone who has seconded the agenda?
Marcy, yes. Second.
Yes.
Janine just, Mr. Chair, I believe, point of order, I believe Janine just proposed an amendment, and so, that should take
Mr.
precedence.
Chair, this gentleman has not been recognized by the chair.
You are not recognized. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you in the waiting room. If you can't, this will be your lesson learned. Please put...
Mr. Chair, this is Nikki. Can I be recognized, please?
We have a motion and a second. And yes, go ahead, Nikki. My vice chair, speak.
Hi, thank you. Yeah. Ariana Gladney has messaged in the chat saying that she's here and requesting an excused absence. I'm not sure if she's able to
speak
now, but she has a bad internet connection.
Okay. Thank you. And we will respect that. And excused absence is accepted. Thank you.
No, you're on me, Mr. Chair, Jan Goodman.
Yes.
I think that we have to vote on whether or not to approve the absence, or you can ask if there's any objection.
Are there any objections to approving, a excused absence for Ariana Gladney from anyone here? Hearing none, so be it. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, now we
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Are you through, Susan? And then we'll recognize Janine. Go ahead, Janine. Yes. Welcome.
Well, first I'd like to point out that Susan wasn't recognized when she started talking. So if we're going to be doing this procedure, it's important that we know who's speaking all the time. Second is that
Janine, hold on. I want to respond to that. Good point. I've asked everyone to please say their name before they're recognized. I see Susan. I have asked Susan here, and she is the go-to person for me for meeting management. So I will call on Susan when I either see or hear her. Everyone else, please say your name because I'm juggling papers. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead now.
I just want to make a comment because I was removed. The bylaws must be in accordance with the California Corporate Code, which I have put in the chat. So the idea that people are removed, and we can't object to it, that is not even per the protocol of we're supposed to be
thank
able to
you.
Vote on that. So
thank you for that
and
statement.
Then third
and
is I'm moving to amend the agenda.
I know you're moving to amend. You made a statement. I'm going to defer to Susan Young if you have a comment on that, and then we will go back to what you want to say, Janine. Go ahead.
Yes, that the agenda item right now is approving the agenda. There's been a motion and a second, and making statements that are not relevant to that are out of order. So motion to amend is a comment on the prior briefing is not in order.
Okay, so if we motion and seconded, do I simply need to say the meeting is approved? The agenda
No,
is approved.
We have to hear the motion.
Jan Goodman. Not recognized by the chair.
Jan Goodman.
You
Stop
are not
doing
recognized.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't I'm not going to call on you yet. Finish your sentence, Susan.
Yes, the agenda is the matter that's before us right now. And so there, I believe, is a motion to amend the agenda. We need to hear what that motion is. It needs to be simple and clear and not a diatribe. It needs a second in order to be considered, and then it needs to be voted on. Okay?
So I believe
Janine is putting forward a motion to amend.
And who was first before I do that? Who was it that recommended the motion to amend first?
It's Janine, I believe.
Okay. All right. Janine, go ahead.
Let me just also make a mention that, we will have a vote on her, objection. But I suggest that happen after the agenda is approved. Let me also say that this is an example of why you do not get to unfinished business is all of these arguments during the agenda.
Thank you. Okay, the floor is yours, Janine, on the amendment issue.
Okay, I appreciate that, but I feel like approving the agenda without one of our LSB members is really uncalled for. But what I did is I put a motion that has been on our been as a pending item since last December. I've put it in the chat because it's old business, and we do not currently have it on as an agenda item. And I believe old business, as asked by Rachel earlier this meeting, is something that needs to be addressed at as a prioritized items on the next agenda, on the next meeting. So I put it in here. You can see it. I can read it if you like. But for me, missing an old business on our agenda is...
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, just a point of clarification. Thank you for that. And I apologize if that was missed. It should go on the agenda. It will be referred to the next meeting, I think. But does this have anything to do with your amendment of the agenda?
Yes, my amendment is to include this as old business after the chair's report.
Oh, okay. All right, that's clear.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Susan Young? It does not come after it comes under unfinished business. It was my understanding it does not advance earlier in the agenda. It was my understanding that these measures have also been already voted on. I may be wrong about that.
Chair, if I can be recognized, this is Janine.
Just a second. I will recognize you as soon as I get an opinion from Jan Goodman, or actually Myla Reason, because Myla went through the minutes of last meeting. Is it true that the item that was just mentioned was already handled at the last meeting?
It's my understanding that if people, this is Myla.
Yes.
It's my understanding that if people look at the agenda that was sent out, the motions were addressed as being superseded by the updated bylaws, and that they are no longer they're no longer appropriate,
applicable.
Yeah. and they have been addressed. So appendix number 6B, it's my understanding that they have been addressed, but there would be, my suggestion would be to clarify this once we've gone through the rest of the agenda.
Okay.
Chair, if I can be recognized.
Is this Janine? Please say your name. Okay. Yes, the chair recognizes.
Yeah, I carefully looked through the minutes before this, and what we did address are my two motions that I had resisting in opposition of motions from the PNB. This is different. This is something that Ian Johnston put forward back in December, and it has to do with our GM and our IGM. And seeing how in neither of the reports from the ED or the director's reports are addressing the fact that we have an IGM that's coming up on a year that has never addressed this body. We need
Mr. Chair.
We need to address our GM situation.
Okay.
That's
I,
why
Chair,
I
hear you, Janine. I'm calling on Susan Young. Go ahead.
It's important to call the member out of order for several reasons. One, this is discussing personnel matters, which should never be discussed in open session. That's one thing. The second thing is the 2025 bylaws are explicit that LSBs have no responsibility for personnel matters. Third is personnel matters are the responsibility of the ED. and always have been. So this, what the member is bringing up is out of order, and the member is arguing with the chair.
Okay,
I am learning on the spot, and I'm calling you out of order, Janine. Please read the motion.
Janine, all it says is that we urge, I'm calling you out of order because I've had this discussion and I know this already. It came up here personally and you've been called by the chair of the PNB. So I don't, it's not personal with you, Janine. We have a difference of opinion on this.
Please read the motion. I read it back in the tape, Mr. Chair. I'm going to ask you to go to the waiting room.
This is arguing with the chair. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Where are we?
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
I didn't recognize anyone. I have not recognized anyone. Approval of prior meeting minutes. We got through that, correct? The next item on the agenda, and what is the time? The time is 11:30. Okay. Is this the last one set date for the next meeting? That's where we are. Is there a motion? Harvey Wasserman, you were the one who originally proposed this. Do you have a motion in mind here? Is Harvey on the call? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move. Chair
recognizes Harvey Wasserman.
I move our next meeting be November 9th.
Okay, that's pretty short and sweet.
Marcy Bielma, second.
Okay, it has been moved and second that the next LSB meeting be the second Sunday of November, November 9th. Do I hear any objections?
Mr. Chairman, this is Oscar Ulloa, objecting to get so far.
Okay, Oscar, I hear you. You are objecting to the motion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to that objection to the motion?
Hi, this is Ninel Centeno. May I be recognized? Yes, I second Oscar's motion.
Okay, so we are now going to, the chair has not recognized anyone. I don't know who's trying to speak, but we are now have a motion and an objection, and we are now going to hear two for and two against, 90 seconds each, and then we are going to take a vote on this. So it will go, the objection we have, Oscar Ulloa objecting, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And do we have another person who wants to speak? Is that Ninel? Are you want to speak in opposition to this?
Yes, I could.
Okay, so we're good. We got Oscar and Ninel. And for the pro, we have Harvey. And who else would like to speak? Who's the second person who would like to speak for the next meeting being 6 weeks from now, not 2 weeks from now? Go ahead. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to that?
Mr. Chair.
Jan Goodman.
Oh, good.
The chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Oh, I'm so glad. Yes. I was muted. I'll speak in favor of it being in 6 weeks instead of 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Good. So we'll take, and then I want this timekeeping. You're going to have to speak up, Nancy DeParco, and let people know that maybe at 15 seconds before 90 seconds, say, complete 15 seconds, complete your thought.
This is Nancy. Please let Rodrigo back in the meeting.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Rodrigo, you may come back in the meeting. If you continue to do this, there will be greater consequences, but I welcome you back to the meeting. Thank you. All right. So first will be Harvey. Then there will be Oscar on opposing the motion. And then there will be Jan speaking for the motion. And then there will be Ninel. Okay. And then we will take a vote. Okay, Harvey, you are up for 90 seconds. And the motion, by the way, is that our next LSP meeting will be Sunday, November 9th at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Meeting November 9th fulfills our legal obligations. We are in the middle of a struggle in this country to reverse a dictatorship. I think we need to focus our efforts on that. I see no reason to meet prior to the next 6 weeks, and therefore I support meeting on November 9th. Thank you very much.
Wow. Great. Opposed. Oscar.
Really simple to everyone. Do we look at the situation that our stations and our board, excuse me, our foundation is, I'm sorry, I need to pull over on the side I was going. And don't anyone realize that we need to work more, not less, unless that in the end we'll try to become just irrelevant, that we just are complying, that ironically in a place where speech and truth to power supposed to be enhanced and brought to, that we're just canceling ourselves in such a way, just deciding that a Pacific National, a national board, that a lot of ourselves question their validity but not the relevance. To me, it's absurd that we're canceling ourselves to just, to oblivion ourselves. That's my whole question. There's a lot of work that we could be doing. We have our differences, and unfortunately, this difference is being brought over and over, and it's getting worse. There is no way. It's so hard to get to a point of understanding. And I think if we don't go for more
3 seconds.
If we don't go for more work and for more try to understand ourselves in what Pacifica is and what it's supposed to
10
be.
10 seconds over.
I think at this point, just let's pack it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Next up on the pro is Jan Goodman, and then we'll have Ninel.
Hi, Jan Goodman. The reason that I'm suggesting that we meet in November is that we, if we meet again, it's going to be in 2 weeks. And, I think that, and I agree that we need to work harder to, help, Pacifica and later on in the agenda, I'm hoping that we can talk about, whether or not we have it as a committee or informally, that we can put together a group of people that will actually work to put on a fundraiser or two fundraisers or town halls to support KPFK, even though town halls are no longer required by our LSB. So I'm hoping that if we postpone the meeting in the 6 week period, that we can actually try to work together those people who are interested in putting together some things that will both support KPFK and move us towards fighting off the present regime and turning it back to whatever extent we can. So I don't disagree with the concept that we have to work harder, but I think maybe trying to do it outside of these meetings at least in this 6 weeks might be a good idea, and we can work on Prop 50 and whatever else we want to work on, if we want to work on those things.
90 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. Ninelle, you're up.
Hi. Yes. So when I signed up for Pacifica Foundation and for KPFK to be more addressing, I do think that we need to work harder. And at this time, with the regime that we're living right now, and me as an immigrant, I can tell you that right now, communication is key to the work that we all do. Number one. Number two, when I see kidnapping, when I see people getting snatched, when I see violence, when I see the army being deployed in the U.S., it's concerning. So at this point, all of us, we need to be very, very committed to this. And this means following up, gathering. How are we going to do, strategize? And especially, I'm very concerned about things happening around the First Amendment. And let's not forget Pacifica Foundation's mission. So I do think that at this time we can be planning outside in the streets and at the same time gathering here good people who know what to do and how we can combine our minds to face this. So I do think that it's possible for us to be working in the streets like we've been done, like I've been doing this whole time, and at the same time make time for this, because the Pacifica Foundation is key for our society, for democracy. So I do think that it's kind of like chewing gum and walking at the same time. We can do it. And I do think that there's a coming election on November 4th, which I think that we should pay close attention to it. And by November 9th, I think it's way too late if there's something that can be
seconds.
Done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Will the secretary please take the vote count?
Okay.
The vote is yes, is to have the next LSB meeting on November 9th. The no vote is to have the next LSB member on 2 weeks from today, which is October, what is it?
Fourth.
No, not the fourth, 11th, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway. Mr. Chair, I had it in my hand on earlier. I wasn't recognized.
Who's speaking?
Chipasha. I had my hand earlier.
Okay, okay, Chipasha. We are about to take a vote, but go ahead. The chair recognizes you. I didn't realize you were waiting for me.
Yes, thank you very much. I just want to say that in support of what John Goodman mentioned earlier about having a meeting in November, that I would go even further, that I think we should be having a meeting every other month so that we have something positive to advance KPFK in between the meetings, because I think that we are not getting things done in these meetings that we are having now. In fact, I had an earlier question for Awaja, the trainer, that maybe this question, this problem we have is a Pacifica nationwide issue, that with the logjam is caused at national level and it filters back to the local level. And for that reason, I think one of the way out for the local level is actually these monthly meetings are not achieving anything. If anything else, we can do something positive in between the meetings. Since I was elected myself.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Chairman, Susan.
Go ahead. Mr. Chair recognizes Chair. Susan. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Susan Young. Chipasha is out of order.
Okay.
You specified that there would be two speaking for and two speaking against.
Yeah.
And so his comments are out of order.
Okay, thank you.
Chair,
comments out of order.
May
and
I be recognized?
We're also trying to complete an election here of the next question. So
Chair, may
let's
I be
take
recognized?
The vote.
Jack and Ian have their hand up.
I know, and I'm not recognizing anyone until we complete this item on the agenda. Secretary,
Chair,
please take the vote. No, I don't recognize you. You're out of order. If you want me to take more drastic action.
You should have an extra speaker on the other side.
You are out of order, and I'm going to put you back in the waiting room. I'm sorry. I want you to be able to vote, okay?
Okay, this is Secretary. So a yes vote is for the November 9th meeting.
Who's speaking?
This is Marcy, secretary.
Thank you, Marcy. Go ahead. Chair recognizes you.
Vote for a November 9th meeting. A no is to make the meeting on October 8th.
That's correct.
First person, Rodrigo Arqueta, yes or no? Rodrigo? No vote. I'll come back. Christine Avalos?
Yes.
I vote yes. Next person, Rachel Brunke?
No.
No. Ninel Centeno?
No.
Ace Eastwood? Ace Eastwood? I'll come back to you.
Harvey, please mute yourself. A lot of noise is coming from your device.
Jan Goodman. I'll come back to you. Nikki Hahn.
No.
Ian Johnston.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I'm voting no on behalf of myself and Janine Roan, who was improperly put in the waiting room prior to the vote.
I'm going to make a comment on that. My intention is to let Janine out of the waiting room to be able to vote. And you are out of order in saying anything other than your own vote, Ian Johnston. Go ahead.
Chipasa Lichembe, Kanye. Chipaza. Okay, Jack Neff.
No.
Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Janine Roan.
No, we need to discuss our nonprofit being suspended. This is... Thank you.
No.
Okay, Janine Roan, no. Oscar Yiloa. Oscar
Yiloa. Yeah, I vote no.
Harvey Wasserman.
Jan Goodman votes yes.
Jan, okay, I was going to come back to you. Harvey Wasserman, I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Myla was a yes.
Mr. Chair, point of something or the other, I just wanted to let
Myla.
This is
I
Myla.
Know that's
this
you.
Myla.
You have to this wait is, for me to
sorry.
Recognize you.
Thank you.
I do recognize you, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to let everybody know that Mecca, Ariana Gladney, is back in the meeting. And so I don't know if you called her, Marcy.
I thought she asked for an excuse absence.
Well, she did, but it's my understanding she did, but she's been in and out and she's
present.
In.
Present. Okay. I'll get back to her then. Adam Woolman.
But now she's out. She keeps disappearing and coming back.
I'll call back on her. Adam Woodland.
Yes.
Carla Zavala.
Yes, please.
Okay, Tatanka, your option to vote.
I'll wait. You got to go back to people.
Okay. Hello, my name is Chipasha. Can you? I have to vote.
Yeah, I'm going to go back around second time around. Rodrigo Arqueta.
No.
No. Okay. Coming back around, AC Swick.
Yes.
Okay. Ariana Gladney, second time. No vote. Jan Goodman, yes. Okay. Chipasa Lichembe.
Yes.
Chipasa, yes.
Jones.
Evelia Jones, I got you as a no.
No. I was wrong. Yes.
You want to vote yes, okay? Okay. Chepeza, announced I got her. The next person will be Tatanka, the last one.
I'm going to wait and see what the vote count is. I don't think you need me, but.
Okay, let me add them up right now.
Have you announced the vote? You're still counting?
I'm counting.
Okay, great.
Okay, I have 13 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 no's. 13 yeses, 7 no's.
I think I count 8 no's.
You're right. Rodrigo voted no. Yes, it's 8 no's.
Okay. All right. So thank you. The final count, 13 yes, 8 no's. So our next LSB meeting will be November, what is it?
9th.
November 9th on Sunday at the regular time. Thank you, everyone. And what I want to, the comment as a chair I will make, is I'm hearing the commonality. We are all concerned about the fascist takeover. Some of us want to meet earlier. Some of us want to do work together outside this meeting to get it done. But I'm struck by the fact that I'm just looking for common welfare. And as the station of the People's History of the United States, I believe we all are working to the same end, if we can just learn how to work together, and we're making some progress. Next item on the agenda is director's report.
Mr. Chair, Susan Young.
Chair recognizes Susan.
If I'm not mistaken, we're past time certain for public comment. Am I wrong about that?
Oh my gosh, you are exactly right about that. Thank you for interrupting. I lost track. Okay, we have to stop right now for public comment, and then we will reconvene. And I think we'll give 30 minutes, and we'll go a little bit over on the last part. And okay, go ahead. Let's go to public comment. We need to open the room up and then talk about. Okay, would everybody who is not in the public comment thing take your hands down so we can, this is for non-board LSB people. So Susan, I think your hand needs to come down. Okay, all right, so it's public comment period and we have 90 seconds first time around. And 60 seconds second time around. Keep it respectful. And first up is Sheila Hamananaka.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me speak at the KPFK local station board. And this is the era of people demanding free speech. We're all worried about that, and no place more than at Pacifica, where I believe, unfortunately, sadly, the greatest threat to, at the moment, to our free speech is not coming from Trump, but from within Pacifica, specifically the group called the so-called New Day Pacifica group in Pacifica, that has illegally gotten rid of our democratic bylaws and is taking it a step further, sadly, two people have been thrown off or suspended from the KPFK, a local station board. Two directors have been suspended from the national board. And I hate to be a harbinger of bad news, but I do believe this is bringing them the New Day group one step further to being able to alter all of the bylaws by simply controlling a certain number of seats on the national board, if I'm not incorrect. And as a member of WBAI, I'm really outraged that our report to the listener has been got ditched. They've dumped it. We used to have 2-hour reports to the listener from the local station board, which I'm sure you would enjoy, listeners here would enjoy. But apparently the executive director came to WBAI and sadly did not let us listeners know, did not let staff know. Okay, thanks.
And thank you, voila. Sheila. Elisa, you're up.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
It is really, really scary and appalling that people on this LSB are sending people to a waiting room when you're having rich discussion, debate, issues that need to be brought up. And your answer to everything is to send people to a waiting room. That's silencing people. And that is unacceptable. And especially in this era that we're living, this Trump era, Pacifica of anybody should be so sensitive and so respectful of people's voices. And if people are on the LSB and they have something to say, how dare the LSB think that putting them in waiting rooms is what Pacifica, is what Lou Hill and Pacifica, what everybody fought for Pacifica, is that that's okay. How dare you think that that's okay? It's for me, it's like fascism, beginnings of fascism. Again, you don't even see it. And it's awful. And another thing, is this going to be talked about, what's going on with the suspension of KPFK, that nobody seems to be talking about, that it's, I mean, the license was, you know, it's not active. It was suspended. And it's like, what's going on? We need to question who's behind this and who's letting this pass by. Is there maybe
90 seconds
in Pacifica who don't care because they want it to go down?
Thank you, Elisa. Kirby, you're up. Oh no, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Tatum. Yeah. The role of local station boards right now is to do outreach and fundraising. And I think I'm Carol Wolfley. I'm from KPFA. And I want to show you just a few things. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it, but it shows up kind of backwards. But this is like a poster we have. And I want to share that I think it's really important for us all to be assessing what kind of materials we have. This is our program guide from KPFA. This is a pin that we have as a thank you gift. This is a bookmark for car donations. This is a sticker. These are bookmarks. We just gave these out at a huge demonstration rally, and they say KPFA Vigilant as always, and they have the QR code. Part of our job as board members is to make sure that our stations are still on the air. So we want to make sure that our meetings are run respectfully, and I know that there have been some suspensions, and while we can't talk about that, I can say one thing. Making false accusations against staff and board members is not helpful for the foundation and is
90
not
seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Kirby, you're up.
Thanks. Happy Sunday, folks. I really mean that. So, some people know me, some people don't, but really quickly, I was gainfully employed in the motion picture industry for more than 3 decades in this town, most of that through the union called IATSE. My first IOTC local when I joined it was still officially segregated, racially segregated. There was a white local, there was a black local. I somehow got into the white local. But still, I never saw a noose after 15 years of working in that local. I never saw a noose until I was on the Burbank, Warner Burbank lot, which is a stone's throw away from our old station. By 2004, I'd seen enough of this to join IOTC's first ever diversity committee. And we bought a lot of education and training to ourselves and to as many members we could convince to join us. And over the years, there's two things we learned. One of them was that most organizations, if they don't have some kind of entity or committee or something to address systemic racism, that organization's not addressing systemic racism. And I'll tell you what I found at KPFK and in other Pacifica stations is there's no well-established, transparent, democratic, easy to understand and easy to use process to address systemic racism. And let me put sexism and misogyny in that as well. I'm just going to say that, you know, I know
90 like, seconds.
Thank you very much. That's my statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. All right. We have time now for, well, it's who is, we have one more new person, I think. 224, the end of 1424-224.
Yes, this is Bella DeSoto.
Oh, hi, Bella.
Thank you, everybody. I want to mention that when Elisa mentioned the cancellation of KPFK's charity nonprofit standing in California, it is for Pacifica Foundation, not KPFK. It's for the foundation, as it is a registered California nonprofit for the common good. So the status of nonprofit has been canceled. In January 21-25, a notice from the State of California Department of Justice was sent out to Pacifica by the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, intent to suspend or revoke the by code representatives based on violations set forth below, blah, blah, blah. On June 12, 2025, Pacifica Foundation was sent an incomplete reporting to the Attorney General Registry of Charities and Fundraisers with late fees. None of this has been rectified, and people don't want to talk about it. Also, I learned recently that one of your members, who has been leading the New Day Pacifica group, submitted changes to Articles 3 and 5 based on your new bylaws to undo the democratic process for the election, meaning that all
thank
the
you.
Manipulations
Bella,
you are doing
up, Bella.
Is to it's, assure.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right. okay. Sue Cohen Johnson. I believe you're unmuted, Sue. We can't hear you. We'll come back to you. Sheila is second time through, 60 seconds. It's 60 seconds, Nancy.
Thank you. I have a couple of pictures to show too. Earlier, somebody mentioned the waiting room. The waiting room. Everybody is familiar with this. The waiting room equals censorship. It's a form of censorship. Not only is it preventing somebody from speaking, but it's also preventing somebody from hearing and seeing what is going on in a public meeting. Now, this is really shameful. This should really stop, because here's something else I want to show. Another sign I'd like to show. We need free speech in Pacifica. This should really be like, come on, do we need our own Bill of Rights? I guess we do. Isn't this like the First Amendment, free speech? We need it here. And sending people to a waiting room is really shameful.
60 seconds.
Okay, thank you, Sheila. Sue, are you, can we hear you yet, Sue Cohn-Johnson? Speak up. Okay, I'm going to call on Nancy and then Carol and Bella for second times. Nancy?
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
The it's very alarming, this letter from Attorney General Bonta reporting to us things that the Pacifica members and, of course, LSBs should be aware of. So we've lost the non-charity, nonprofit status. And the way to get it back is, well, I'm not a financial person, but, you know, we're behind in two audits. And the auditors quit, resigned, because they could not get documentation from a station. Now, since four out of the five stations have no access to their finance, it goes straight to the business manager of the network. There's only one station left that has a business manager. And I would say this station has a history of not sending their documentation to the auditors when it which causes a great expense. I mean, I was on the audit committee when the audit was late because one station, this station, I think you know who it is, did not send their documentation. And the auditors charge every day that they wait for documentation. They're not going to hire a new customer. Go after the audits. Go after the people in charge of this business manager, of that station, of the ED. Come on, fight. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, you're up.
Thank you. I want to take a moment to thank Susan Young and the members of this LSB who are on the PNB who are working tirelessly hours to get the audits done in spite of misinformation that I'm hearing here today about the situation. The audits have had many years of loss of the status, and part of that is because we've had stations with high deficits. We have managers who are doing the jobs of three people trying to put things together. We have a very limited accounting resources because of the history of difficulties with deficit stations. And I, instead of attacking people, I would like to ask, you know, that we move forward to get the audits done, and I want to thank the PNB that is
60 seconds.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Sue, can we hear you yet? I know you're trying. I want to point out we are about 8 minutes away from our time certain, but we do have more time for a second people. So, Bella, you're up. You hear me, Bella? You're muted.
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
Okay.
So, I am a bookkeeper, a professional bookkeeper of many years, independent contractor. There is no such thing that if a radio station is in deficit, it will hold out the audit. That is from people that do not understand financial matter. They have no acumen of understanding of how accounting is processed. There has been no financial documentation provided for a very long time. And recently, a motion was passed at the national level to exclude local station boards from receiving such documentation. So what has been building across this network by a very concerted group known as New Day, working in clandestine fashion, now preventing the board members at local stations from meeting monthly. It is a dictatorship parallel to what is going on at the national
seconds.
Level. So absolutely we need...
Thank you, Bella. Kirby, you're up.
Okay, thank you very much. After my last little suggestion or talk or whatever, I just put my contact information in the chat. If anybody has any questions about this, feel free to contact me. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. I want to, we've heard from everybody, Sue, I still can't hear from you. We've heard from everybody once. We've heard from everybody twice. We have 5 minutes until time certain, and we haven't gotten to a director's report. So we're going to get, we're not going to get all of it, but I want to go back to the director's report now. And,
Chair, may I be recognized?
Call on Ace. Janine.
I'd like to move the time certain. That's all. I'd like to extend the meeting so that we can get a full director's report given the issues that are on the table today that have been emailed out to the LSB.
Okay. Are you making a motion?
Yes, I'd like to extend the meeting by 20 minutes.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay. Janine has stated extend the meeting 20 minutes. And Carol Wolfley has seconded. Do I hear any objections?
No, I did not. Point of
wait, Susan Young, go ahead.
Carol Wolfley. Carol Wolfley cannot second. She is a member of the public.
Nancy seconded it.
I'm sorry. Nancy seconded it. I'm sorry. Thank you. Any objections to this motion?
This is Lila. Might I be recognized? I'd like to amend that.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to amend it to extend time until we've finished with the manager's report and then adjourn.
Okay, all right. That's probably about the same. Okay, so the amendment to the objection is we take the manager's report, which is probably going to take close to 20 minutes. And as soon as the manager's report over, we go to time certain. Now,
Chair, this is Janine.
Hold on.
Second.
Jan Goodman, I second.
I don't want to have anybody talking over me. Susan, is this a time to take a second on that and then to vote on the amendment first? Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, it's time to take a second and vote on the amendment first, but let me remind you that adjusting the end time requires a two-thirds vote because you have an adopted agenda. So what you would do would be vote first on the amendment, which is essentially to extend long enough to complete the director's report.
No, management report.
Management report.
And then adjourn and then if that succeeds, then you vote on it as the main motion.
Okay. All right.
Well, point of information.
Jan Goodman, Janine. I second.
Okay,
point of information.
Go ahead. Point of information calls on, is this Janine? Please say your name first. Okay.
Janine.
Go ahead, Janine.
I don't see anything on the agenda that says the manager's report. Can somebody clarify for me?
It says director's report on the agenda.
Right. So, but someone keeps correcting it and saying manager's report.
Okay. It's a director's report. Okay. Thank you.
It's supposed to be directors and management.
Yeah. Okay. So, we are now going to take a vote, right? We're going to take a vote on the amendment. So the amendment says that we will go to the next item, which is time certain meeting at the end of the director's and management report. All right, please, and that's a yes, and a no is to nullify that and go back to the original, which is 20 minutes.
Are there objections?
So, who was speaking?
This was Harvey. I just asked if there were objections.
Objections to the amendment, objections to the... Yeah, objections to the amendment? I didn't hear any. Are you objecting to the amendment?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, thank you. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I believe what Harvey is, Susan Young here, I think what Harvey is suggesting is ask if there are any objections to the amendment rather than going straight to a vote. And if there are no objections, then the amendment passes.
Oh, I missed
that. I object. This is Ian.
Okay. So responding to Harvey, saying, are there any objections? Are there any objections to the amended motion? That's my question.
I object. This is Ian.
Okay, thank you, Ian. There is an objection.
I second the objection. This is Marcy.
And Marcy seconds it. So those are objections, which means that it will go to a vote. Is that correct? Did I hear you that right, Susan?
Yes.
Okay.
It goes to a vote now on the amendment.
On the amendment. On the amended. Okay, great. Okay, go ahead. Marcy, will you take the vote now? Yes is the amended version, which is to go till the end of the directors and management report. And then go to time certain. Okay. So take the vote, please.
Okay. I just have a question.
Yes.
So are we still going to handle old business? And
we
just end after the director's report.
There are two things on the agenda. One is for 20 minutes and one is for the end of the director's report. We're voting on the amendment, which is the end of the director's report. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'll come back to you. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
I vote no. Rachel Brunke, I'll come back to you. Nanel Centeno.
No.
Nanel, no. Ace Eastwick.
Yeah, sure.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me, please.
Ian Johnston.
Oh, please, on the amendment. No on the amendment.
Great. Okay. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chipasa Lachembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff.
On the amendment, no.
Dr. Naparko.
Yes.
Robert Payne. Robert Payne, yes. Nancy Perlman.
One more. Try it again.
Yes. Nancy Perlman, yes. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Janine Roan. I'll come back to you. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Oscar, no. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala. Okay.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala, yes. Okay. I'm going to come back around to people who didn't vote.
I will say that.
Rodrigo Arqueta.
No.
Okay. I need to change that to six no's. Okay. Christina Avalos.
She voted yes.
Yeah, I voted yes.
Yes, I apologize. Rachel Brunke. Abstain. Okay, Nikki Hahn.
No.
No. Avelia voted yes. Jack voted. Janine Roan.
Janine votes no.
Okay. Seven. Okay, is this 12 yeses and 10 noes?
10? I think I counted less than that.
Okay, for noes I got Rodrigo, myself,
Nanel Centeno, Nikki Hahn, Ian Johnston, Jack Neff, Janine Roan, Oscar Yula.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8. Yeah. I apologize.
Okay.
So 12 yeses, 8 noes.
Okay. So the amendment passes. So deferring to Susan Young now. Go ahead.
Sure. Susan Young, the amendment passed by a majority, and it is now the main motion.
Okay.
The main motion has got to pass by 2/3 because it amends the agenda. So voting in order to extend the agenda to accomplish the director/manager's report, you need a 2/3 vote.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janine. Right. Yes, point of information.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'd like to know that if we're giving this time for the director's report, will there be the usual Q&A that the member, the LSB members have? Because I think that's very important given the issues.
I know that what I can say to that is that Adam was leaving some time for Q&A. Yeah. That's all I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we're going to take the overall vote on the amended version, which is we will go until the end of the director report and the management report, and that is needed a 2/3 vote. So take the vote again. I think the vote came out 2/3. So take the vote again.
Okay. This vote is to end at the end of the director's report. Yes. Yes is that or no. Okay. Rodrigo. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
I vote no. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back. Nanel Centeno. I'll cut back to you. A.C. Swick.
This is a vote to extend the time?
To end after the director's report.
As opposed to ending now.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Then yes, extend.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes. Point of information from Jan Goodman. If this is voted down, does that mean that the meeting will end immediately?
Yes, that's what it means.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes for Ian. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chipasa Lachembe.
Yes.
Jack Neff.
Yes.
Dr. Naparco.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reese.
I guess so.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
Oscar Yula.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Tatanka is your option. So I believe that it's overwhelmingly yes.
Yes, it is. Please, we don't temper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You didn't come back to me. This is Anel Centeno. I'm voting yes.
16.
Rachel and Anel, I didn't get back to you. So, Nanel, what's your vote?
Yes.
That makes 18 yeses.
Okay.
Point of information, was Rodrigo called?
Yes, he didn't answer. Rodrigo?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes 19 yeses. And, yeah, Brenda's not here. Arianna's not here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that passes overwhelmingly. Okay. So we are now going to go back to the chairs, the director's report with Ace Eswick, which will include, I believe, time for question and answers, and may include some comments from Susan Young or others. I have a question. I have a question now that we're here. The prior motion that failed was that this be 20 minutes. This is saying the end of this report. I would entertain a motion to say how long this will be, because and if there's no suggestion, then we'll just take care of it. Okay. Hearing none, let's get on with it. Ace?
Jan Goodman.
Yes, go ahead, Jan.
I move that it be the end of this report or 20 minutes, whichever is shorter.
Okay. Since the motion was made by Janine for 20 minutes, I won't vote for shorter. I'll vote for Janine's motion. So do you want to put that in the form of a motion?
I would like it to be the end of this report or 20 minutes, whichever is shorter.
I don't want to amend it, but okay. All right. I'm not going to amend it. I hear a motion. Is there a second?
Chair, point of information. I'm unclear this motion is.
The motion is now that we are in the meeting to entertain a motion about how long this will go on. And the suggestion I took was your suggestion of 20 minutes. And so that's the motion on the floor. Is there a second to it?
Now the motion on the floor is until the end of this report or 20 minutes, including questions and answers or 20 minutes, whichever is shorter.
Okay.
Point of information. Sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the original director's report was going to be 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
And so if you say that it's, you know, there needs to be a Q&A. Normally there is a Q&A and every right. single member of the LSB is allowed to ask questions. So, you know, I think that that's important given the gravity of the issue that has been proposed.
You're motivating something. I just want to know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So that's the motion on the floor is to be 20 minutes or less. Is there a second to that motion? Susan,
Chair, I move to amend that to say as long as it takes for the Q&A to involve all LSB members wanting to ask questions.
Okay. I'm asking for a second on that motion. Is there a second on that motion?
I'm moving to amend it before the seconding of it, which Mr. I believe Chair, I'm allowed
go
to
ahead,
do.
Go ahead, Susan.
Mr. Chair, yeah. Jan, in making the motion, said director's report with Q&A. Jan, in making the motion, said that. So an amendment is not needed.
Okay. So is there a second on this motion or not?
I second Christina.
Okay, thank you, Christina. Okay, so it's clear. I want before we take a vote, Jan, restate the motion. So everybody understands a yes.
That this meeting be extended for 20 minutes and from starting now.
Starting when we get to it after the vote, not now.
Okay, starting when we get to it for 20 minutes and ending at a time certain, 20 minutes after that, including questions and answers.
Okay.
Chair, I'm point of information. This is my motion that she amended. So, yes. You know, the amended motion that got passed said that it would be the director's report plus a Q&A. That may be more than 20 minutes. We don't know. We have 20 members, LSB members here, and they're all allowed to speak and ask questions. So she's amending it now to go backwards and limit the amount of Q&A. And I think we should stick with what was passed.
Thank you for your opinion. Let's take the vote now, please. Okay, go to the vote.
Perhaps there's no objection.
Yeah, any objection at all?
I object.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second? Is there a second? And then I'll call.
I object.
Okay, thank you.
I object.
It's been seconded.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Ian.
Does this not require a two-thirds majority to pass as an amendment to whatever the already approved agenda? Thank you.
Yes, it does. Thank you. That's a good point.
Can we restate what we're voting on?
Go ahead, Jan, restate it. And this one does not, this is not the amendment. Susan, does this one require two-thirds?
I think.
So it's what you're providing is a time limit on the report that you have approved extending for.
Yes.
So you've already approved the extension. So I believe that it only requires a majority vote to approve the time limit.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janine. So I'd like to have a discussion on this because
you are out of order, Janine. This is exactly what you say. Chair, this is Janine. And then
may I be recognized?
No, I want to put you in the waiting room again to think about this.
I'm abiding by
your. I'll let you out for the vote. Okay. Please let Janine out for the vote before the vote's up. Okay, Secretary, let's take the vote on.
Rodrigo Arqueta.
Yes, Marcy.
Rodrigo Arqueta, you want to vote? Christina
Pazos. Oh, Pazos.
I'm sorry. What was that, Rodrigo?
I said that's pass. You know, I'm on row three.
Pass. Okay, pass.
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
I'm going to vote no. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back to you. Nanel Centeno. I'll come back to you. AC Swick.
I don't even know what we're voting on anymore. I just want to give the report and be done with this.
So do you want to repeat one more time what the vote is, please, what we're voting on?
We're making everything way longer.
Rodrigo, I haven't recognized you. Please stop.
Jan Goodman, you want me to?
Just repeat so people know what we're voting on.
We're voting the same thing.
We're voting to have the director's report and question and answer and all of it be concluded at a time certain of 20 minutes.
I abstain. Thank you. I don't care.
And
so far,
and people,
you can move on from me. I abstain.
Okay, I have one yes, I have one no.
Otherwise, if we don't vote on it, it could be that people will go on and on for 4 hours.
Right. Okay. We have two yeses and two noes. We have one yes. What do we have?
Okay. I have one yes, one no. Rachel, Nanel, and Ace have not voted, nor has Rodrigo. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Vicky Hahn.
I abstain.
Ian Johnston. Johnston.
No, Ian, no.
Ian, no. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chipaza Lechembe.
Yes.
Brenda's not here. Jack Neff. Come back.
Jack Neff votes no.
Nancy Naparco.
No.
Robert Payne.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
I'm here and I mean, yeah, of course. I'm voting no, but, or I'm abstaining, but I just want you to know that Ariana Gladney has been in and out of the meeting and she's in the meeting now and she needs to speak up if possible so that she can be.
Hey, I'm in the, yeah, my internet is going in and out. That's why I'm not able to participate like that. But, what are we voting on right now?
You want to repeat it, Jan?
Yes, the, yeah. Actually the secretary could repeat it.
My understanding what we're voting on is that we're going to end after we begin the director's report. It ends at the end of the director's report or within 20 minutes of after when he starts. And that would be the end of the conclusion of the meeting.
Including questions and answers.
So 20 minutes or at the end of the report, whatever comes.
No, it was, as I heard it, it was 20 minutes, including questions or less. Is that what it was, Jan?
Yeah, it's the end of the director's report plus questions, but with a time certain of 20 minutes 20 after. Minutes.
Okay, that's it.
Otherwise, who knows?
Okay, the next person to vote is Myla.
I'll vote yes.
That's seven yeses so far, four noes so far. Janine.
I was out of the meeting, so can you read the votes as they are right now so that I understand where it stands?
Well, I'll read it at the end. I need your vote or I'll come back.
No, I believe that it's my right to know how fellow members have voted before I cast my
She'll
vote.
She'll come back
you.
To the people who haven't voted, Janine. Oscar, Go ahead.
Oscar.
Chair, I haven't heard, though, the people that have already voted.
Janine, we're taking a vote. You're out so you can vote.
Oscar? Run. I'll come back to you. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
That's so far, that's eight yeses, four noes. Adam Woolman?
Yes.
Nine yeses, four noes. Carlos Zavala? Carlos?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to come back to the people who didn't vote earlier. Rodrigo Argueta?
Give a damn whatever you want. I mean, at this point, listen to this guy. Forget it. I don't care.
Okay, all right.
Abstain. Rachel Brunke? Rachel Brunke, no response. Danielle Centeno?
No.
Okay, that's five no's so far. Ace Eastwick?
Yes.
That makes it 11 yeses. Okay, hold on, Ace.
Okay.
Ariana, she's in and out. Nikki Hahn?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, so I have 11 yeses, 5 no's on the 20-minute time certain.
Okay, thank you. So it does.
Chair, I have not voted. This is Janine.
Oh, go ahead, Janine.
Well, I don't know Marcy's votes, Christina's vote, Jan's or Avelia's.
How do you vote?
Chair, I believe it's my right to know how my other members have voted before casting my vote. I was out of the meeting for the first part of this vote, and I'm asking for them for to know how they voted.
If this is reasonable, I'll take it. Susan, is this reasonable? Or I can't even discern what's going on here with this.
Well, I'm sure you can.
I don't think it's reasonable. I think okay. She can just vote. She either is in favor of it or she is
okay,
not.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a vote? Do you have a vote, please?
I object to how this is being run.
Object.
I vote no.
That's it. Okay, no. All right.
Can it make six yeses and 11 yeses?
Chair, can we have, may I be recognized? I think we should hear what the votes are, please. It's very close.
The chair can vote. Jan Goodman.
I'm going to vote yes on this measure. And then she already read the results. Read the results with my yes vote, please.
Okay. That's 12 yeses and
Six no's. So we will go now to the point of order. We are now in the director's report.
Chair, point of information.
No point of information. I'm not going to answer you yet.
This is a very close vote. We should know who, why it comes to that. I don't have that tally.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Susan, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may be recognized.
12-2 is not a close vote.
12-6.
12-6 is not a close vote.
It's a two-thirds vote. Yes, it is.
No, this is, I'm sorry, you didn't hear. This is a refinement of the extension. Two-thirds is not needed for this, is what we discussed earlier. Sorry you were not in the meeting.
Okay, so we are in the director's report. Director's report is going to start right now at 12:39, and the chair recognizes Ace Eswick, and we will have your report and then questions, and 20 minutes from now will be time certain for this. Go ahead, Ace.
Great. So we'll start with the suspension that's being discussed. Pacifica's corporate status is currently listed as suspended with the state of California because the 2022 audit has not been completed. That is an administrative compliance issue solely. It is not a loss of our 501c3 nonprofit status. We are not barred from accepting donations or making payments or any of the number of allegations being made in several email threads and the chat in this meeting. We remain a recognized nonprofit with the IRS. We can still accept donations, issue tax deductible receipts, and operate as usual. And actually, this kind of suspension has happened before from 2013 to 2019. And during that time, our network continued to fundraise and operate throughout that entire period. So what happened was the suspension was triggered by the annual audit requirement by California law, which was not completed on time. Our last audit firm, Rogers & Company, had agreed to do the 2022 and 2023 audits together, but they withdrew their engagement after being harassed by a listener member. That interference derailed the process and cost the foundation lots of time and money. What's being done about that now is the executive director and finance team are working to secure a new audit firm to complete the outstanding 2022 and 23 audits and ensure that we stay current going forward. The California Attorney General's office is being kept informed, and an updated letter will go to them confirming that we're taking corrective action. Once that audit is filed, the suspension will be lifted. And to prevent this from ever happening again, the executive director has made it clear that members who interfere with station or foundation business will have their dues refunded and their membership terminated. They can also be banned from the station, events, or committees. And if necessary, the foundation can issue cease and desist orders against individuals misusing our trademarks or interfering with business relationships. That's pretty much all I have to say on that. Susan, if there's anything I left out, please jump in now before I move on.
Yeah, just a couple of things. First of all, superb report. Very, very clear. A couple of things that I would mention. One is that the audit committee met last Wednesday, and the recording is not yet posted. We'll get it posted. And there was a thorough discussion, a report from Stephanie, reports from others in discussion that in open session, we went into more detail about the challenges with the audit firm in executive session because they involved legal and personnel matters. And we have put out a request for people to submit their recommendations about auditors. I've received two so far who are recommended not by people from the PNB, but people from the community. We need those recommendations. And also there's a general request for if there are persons with strong CPA qualifications to offer to volunteer. However, those persons would need to be approved by the business manager. One other matter, there's been a lot of discussion about who has responsibility for the audit. I'm speaking because I'm the board chair. I am the signatory to the audit engagement. The auditor who's been working with us, Rogers & Company, was originally selected before I was on the board and before Stephanie Wells was the executive director. So I don't have the background on how that choice was made. However, I was the chair of the audit committee in 2023 when we recommended to the board that we continue the engagement with this audit firm, even though it was several years, because they were up the learning curve and there were no prohibitions to continuing the work with them. I will say that the difficulties that we have had in the past, which have been many years about timely audit filings, are in no small part a measure of the fact that we lack resources. In 2022, when the audit was done for 2021, we had four people on the audit engagement from NIDA, the firm that was supplying financial management resources for us. We had 10 people who did that job. We now have two. And the reason that they left was basically inability to pay. So what we're doing with any interruptions because of public arguments impede our ability to get this done and to come back into compliance. But as Ace said so clearly, this does not affect the 501c3. There was one other question, which was, oh, we're paying them. No, we only paid them for the 990s and for the tax filings. I think for 2 years, that was something like $8,000. They would only get paid for the actual audits upon their completion. I'm sorry. Let me just say one other thing. The board receives the report from the auditors, which includes the compilation of financial information for that period of time and a report on management. The board and the audit committee do not insert themselves into the process whereby the auditors receive the financial information from staff and evaluate management and staff and report to the board. So having members of an audit committee or of a board calling up the auditor creates confusion and is highly inappropriate.
Thank you, Susan. Yes, the member listener in question was actually a former member of this body, and she has now been banned from any Pacifica involvement for the future because of her interference with this. Like Susan said, the full recording of that meeting will be available in the early part of next week. I encourage you all to listen to it if you have any questions or you feel like your points were not addressed during our report here. The next thing that I wanted to move on to was the general manager's report from the GM of KPFK. We were at Ciclavia, had a strong presence. We sold merch, had a live DJ, raised hundreds of dollars, and built some real community connections. It was a beautiful day. And very visible success for the station in terms of fundraising, outreach, and goodwill all in one package. We have an upcoming KPFK-produced event on Friday, October 18th. Tom Hartman, we're bringing him to Los Angeles for an evening discussing democracy, justice, and the American dream.
Tom Hartman.
Yeah, we expect a strong turnout. This is a follow-up to our Chris Hedges event at the beginning of the summer. And I encourage you all to help spread the word, share the link, and buy tickets directly. You can find it on the homepage of kpfk.org. You'll also see there that we are in our fall fund drive, and this is a critical moment for us for stabilizing revenue, building up our base of sustainers. We raise about 75% of our donations during these fund drives. They're really, really critical for the station. And so if you haven't given already, please, please go online and give a donation. The last thing I'm going to touch on is about a month ago, we recovered access to two Stripe accounts at the station. One was created by a former interim IGM, which had zero donations and no transaction history. The other one was created by a former business manager and contained approximately $91,000 in donations, which have been accounted for and are being used for operating expenses. Those funds are secured. They belong to the station. And the recovered money was all in this account that was created by Barry Brooks, the former business manager, not raised anywhere else. So thank you. That's one more thing is we have a volunteer LSB survey report. We're polling our LSB members, directors, to realign us with the new purpose of this body, the newly adopted Pacifica bylaws. Our role has a clear mandate that the LSB is to serve as instruments of outreach and fundraising. So this survey is to align with that. It asks about skills, interests, and availability. Not to box anyone in, but just to make sure that we are using our capacity wisely. So it helps us match your strengths to the organization's needs, whether that's outreach, fundraising, events, governance, whatever it is. So I'll drop the link after this. I think it may have been sent out by email, but please just take a couple minutes to complete it. And the more responses we get, the stronger and more coordinated we can be as a board, which obviously is something that we're all interested in. So thank you guys very much. That's all I got.
Thank you, Ace. That was right in your 10-minute slot. It was very upbeat. And this is an example, folks, of what to do in between meetings. And I hope you heard everything he said, supporting the next event with Tom Hartman, the great work in the past, the meeting with Chris Hedges that he was involved with Mansoor. This is the kind of stuff we need going forward. And everyone, please sign out that volunteer report so we know our capabilities and our histories, and we can maximize working together on fundraising and outreach. We now have 10 minutes for questions for Ace and Susan. Janine's up first, then Jack, then Rodrigo, then Myla, then Ian. Okay, Janine, you're up. I'm going to put maybe... to get make the question maybe 1 minute and then the answer, and so that we can get as many as possible. Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I have a point of information first here. One is, why is ACE giving our directors a point report when we have three directors on the call? So this is outside
okay,
my question.
Okay, that's the first one. Hold on.
No, it isn't a question. It's a point of information before I pose my question about the report. Why is ACE giving this report instead of the directors that are actually on this call?
Jan Goodman, may I?
Yes, you may. She's posed a question. And go ahead.
Okay, the actual director's report has been sent out to everyone. That was actually the manager's report. And ACE is now acting as part of the staff, so he was giving that report on behalf of Maggie, I believe. The director's report has been sent to everyone as part of the package that was sent out today, and everyone can read it. I could go over it right now, but I think that everybody would rather have questions.
Yes.
Rather than me getting the director's report.
Thank you.
So
Jan,
as a follow up to that question, I would strongly suggest that we get a revised director's report that includes all of this business about the nonprofit status. Because we also that we be forwarded the manager's report, because we as the LSB have not received that. So.
Okay. Thank you. Heard. Jack, you're up.
No, those were point of informations, Chair. This is my question. Seeing how we're in a fund drive right now, and the letter from the Department of Justice says an organization that is delinquent, suspended, or revoked is not in good standing and is prohibited from engaging in conduct for which registration is required, including soliciting or disbursing charitable funds. That's a California corporate code. Do we have correspondence, official correspondence from the Department of Justice saying that our suspended status does not interfere with our fundraising?
I'm going to have, you know, I don't know if you were listening to what Susan said earlier. I'm going to have Susan respond, go on to the next question. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, ACE is really good. It's not the Department of Justice. It's the Attorney General of the State of California. The implications of having the suspension are very limited. It means you cannot raise money through certain platforms like ActBlue. This is not the federal 501c3 designation. It has not been affected at all. And that is what matters in fund drives and for major donors.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question.
No, it does.
You are,
no, I asked if there was an official correspondence.
If you cannot listen, Janine,
no,
put her in the waiting
room. She's not answering.
No, Janine, I'm sorry.
Jan Goodman.
You need to listen to what Ace said, and it's been answered. You're really out of order here. Okay.
Jan Goodman, I would like to just raise a point of discipline with regard to the member who, after she's asked the question, is really continuing to argue. And I think it's at this point, if we continue to have this argument, it's disruptive enough that we should consider discipline beyond this meeting.
Well, I was going to simply suggest that is well noted. I'm going to suggest to the secretary that this repeated action by the member Janine Rowan just be noted in the minutes because it is a problem. And thank you for your suggestion. Jack, you are next.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I actually, Ace's report raised a question besides my main question, which was when did Ace become part of the staff and whose decision was that?
All right. Hold on. That's a question. Ace, go ahead.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for your question. So I have been a part-time webmaster and assisting Maggie on various special projects since about May or June of this year.
Thank you, Ace. Why weren't we informed of this, and why weren't we informed of the suspension? This is like a cover-up.
The suspension of the corporate status you're talking about?
Exactly. You're playing it down when the Attorney General language is clear.
The attorney, so like I said in the report, this has happened before. This doesn't affect our nonprofit status or our ability to fundraise.
And you're dissembling. Why weren't we informed?
As far as I know, these emails went out to everybody.
The suspension by the Attorney General is news. The programmers don't know this. I don't know this. The donors don't know this.
It doesn't affect anything related to programming or donations or the way that we're operating. It just refers to the audit being late, and the Attorney General is being informed of that so that our nonprofit status won't be affected.
With all due respect, Ace, that is contrary to the plain language of the Attorney General.
Okay, I'm calling on Susan Young. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Susan Young. Please call the member to order. He is arguing with the speaker, who he has received the answer, and he is basically okay. Sowing dissension where the information is clear. Staff have been apprised. That's all that's needed.
Okay. I do call the member to order, and I want to note that in given the excellent reports from Ace and from Susan, the member continues to want to know why the worst things that are happening to KPFK, which have a history, a long, long history, and which are being worked on in a positive fashion. The questions are, why don't we really let everybody know the worst things are happening and don't seem to care about what's being done about it? So it's disturbing to me to hear that point of view. I just want to note that.
Tatanka, okay. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Ace.
Yeah, I just want to address the other things that were brought up there, was that why weren't programmers informed? We actively do not encourage programmers to talk about, to air, corporate governance or station business on air. It's not in the interest of our listeners. It doesn't serve the public benefit as defined by the FCC. And so that's why they're not, being briefed on how to talk about this, because we prefer that they don't, because it's a distraction.
Yeah.
The other part is as to why you weren't informed that I'm working with the station. I was brought on for 5 hours a week as a part-time contractor to assist with the website, scheduling posts, the blog, that kind of thing. And I'm not actually on staff. I'm a part-time contractor, and most of my time is actually spent as a volunteer, like here today. So thank you.
Thank you. And we have one more minute till time certain. Rodrigo, you're up.
Yeah, first of all, it's like when you're suspended means you're not in business. Any license that is suspended is suspended. You have to comply in order to be reinstated. But whatever it is, secondly is that the issue of raising funds, you have a system that they don't answer. The system that we have right now, they are not answering when people call. So it's not working. You're raising money with a number that really doesn't work. And the third thing is that, you know, the programming, the Spanish language programming, they removed 2 hours of programming. They already, you know, are, you know, this new GM, you know, removed 2 hours.
Point of order. This has nothing to do with the report that we give.
About, what do you mean it's not, that's nothing to do? It has to do with raising funds.
The Spanish language programming is not part of the issues that we're talking about right now.
I'm a part of the local station board.
I hear you, Rodrigo. Yeah. We are now at time. I know we are now at time certain. And many people have had their
Let me just wrap it up. Let me just wrap it up because
Okay. I should have called to order earlier. I'm slow on this because I like everybody here. Okay. We have now hit time certain for the end of the meeting. Thank you so much for attending. And I look forward to seeing you all the second Sunday in November. And thank you all for coming together and working this out together. Thank you very much. And for everyone who showed up, including our guest speaker, Anya, and for Susan and everybody who really gave of their time to have a forward movement on this. And we will use the time. I know most people on this board and how we're spending our time. Personally, my time with ICE in the Central Valley and in Northern California and in many issues going on in this country. So we're all committed. Let's focus on what we have in common. Let's fill out that form on the gifts and the experience that we have so we can continue to work together on fundraising and outreach and rebuild this station. Thank you. Si se puede. We'll see y'all soon.